Hello, this is Jim again, and this is part two of the most valuable entity in the universe. What if someone came to you and said, you can have access to the most valuable, priceless thing in the universe that will provide you things that nothing else on earth can ever provide you. You can have access to this, and it's gonna be incredible. It will change everything about you, and everything will make sense, and everything will be right in your existence. What would be your response? I don't know about you, but I would be very interested in that. And I want to tell you in this short 9-minute talk that I have this offer for you today. The secret is out. It is no longer a secret. It has now been revealed. It was actually revealed 2,000 years ago, and it's available to everyone, and it's so simple, it's so wonderful, so awesome, that 5 teachings or 5 million teachings like this can never do it justice. But I want to just plainly tell you, and as best as I can, that the offer of Jesus Christ to human beings, really, the offer of God the Father through His Son Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, it's the greatest offer that's ever been made to the human race. And it's nothing else compares. Nothing else really exists outside of it. Now, I know that's an extreme statement. I'm going to have other teachings that deal and answer a lot of the objections that people have, and you know, what about all the other religions and all the other, what about this and that? I'm going to do my best to answer. But in these 5 short teachings, I just want to focus on the fact that it's the most valuable entity in the universe. And I'm going to read something to you quickly. This is from Revelation. I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the 7 lampstands, one like the Son of Man. This is Jesus, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp 2-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun, shining in its strength. This is a glimpse of Jesus Christ, and in His glory and in His majesty, way beyond what we can think, imagine, comprehend. This is in the spirit realm, the real world. That's the real world. Our natural world is just what we live in, what we see. That's not eternal. The spirit realm, that's what's eternal. That's what we want to move into. And again, it's very simple. In a daily walk with God Almighty, that's what we move into. But the fact that we have access to the most valuable entity in the universe is just amazing. It's just, I'm literally speechless, although I continue talking here, but speechless that we as human beings have access to this, that every person does. You know, as I mentioned before, humans, we seek so many things for fulfillment, and we are so busy doing all these things, and whatever it is, career, relationships, friends, fun, you know, entertainment, this and that, and all these things. None of these things really even register on a radar compared to the presence of Almighty God. And I want to emphasize this offer that I mentioned at the beginning of this teaching. Here's the thing, a misperception that people have. I want to correct it. When we come to God Almighty, everything makes sense and everything is right. Everything, you can forget all the stuff from these churches and all this stuff. Human beings were born to walk with God through the Holy Spirit. That's what we were born to do. It's natural, it's simple, it's normal. It's, and He wants us to have all the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all this stuff. The gifts of the Spirit. He wants us to be healthy in our spirit, soul, and body. He wants us to be fulfilled. He wants to give us the good things, you know, the family and friends and to provide for our families and to have a career where we make all these things fall into place. A great man of God once said, when we come to Jesus, He takes all those things that were our first love and He puts them in the proper place and makes them better. Everything falls into place. It's out of whack when we're seeking other things, you know, when whatever it is, if we're seeking, who knows, whatever people are seeking, if somebody's not seeking the Lord, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, then that's out of whack, and something's just not right. So this whole perception of, oh, if you become a follower of Jesus, you have to give up all these things and lead this awful, boring life, and you can't go do anything fun, and you have to go to this church on Sunday. No, it's not like that at all. It's what humans were meant to do. It's normal, it's natural, it's simple and easy, it's glorious. When you move the daily walk, you continue, you get closer to God every day. That's the basic concept. And He brings harmony and peace and joy, and you know, things are in their proper place. That's the way it should be. There's another teaching where I will explain the whole thing, this misperception about walking with Jesus Christ as being this religious thing that's boring and dry and dull. That's totally wrong. Totally. Do not look to people at all as the example of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Do not look to people at all. They're going to screw things up and mess things up. Look to Jesus Christ. Look to what He said. I recommend somebody just for themselves. Read the gospel. See what they say. Find out for yourself. Find out the truth. You can try out all the religions. But back to the most valuable substance. That's this amazing, you almost call it like a reward, the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, the riches of His glory in this mystery where we can actually spend even 1 second or 5 seconds with the Almighty God is unbelievable. That would be the greatest thing a human being could ever do. And yet we have access for the rest of our life and for eternity. Like nothing, you know, does that make sense? In other words, He has, it's just beyond belief that we can even spend, like I said, 5 seconds or 5 minutes or a day with Him or at all. And yet He wants to, but we have to do it His way. I'm going to get to that hopefully in these next two or three teachings. I've already touched on it, but how do we have this relationship with Him? What are the secrets and the keys to having a relationship with the Almighty God so that we can experience this? Again, it's all simple. Most of it is common sense. And it should click with your spirit when you hear these things, these tips that I might pass along. But it's simple, it's easy, it's natural, it's normal. It's as natural as breathing and drinking water and eating. It's totally natural, simple, and easy. But again, this reward, this incredible presence of Jesus Christ, that's what Jesus called the kingdom, right there in the Gospels. The kingdom of God, it's the awesome presence of Jesus. He even gave the parable all these parables about the kingdom. He said, the kingdom is like a man who finds a treasure buried in a field. He goes and sells everything he has, buys that field, and digs the treasure up again and again. That's the presence of God. Thank you, and see you in part 3.